Good morning. We are continuing with our fascinating topic of the covering of the challah when we say Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif. And we've talked about many facets of this issue. We've talked about the reasons why we cover the Lechem Mishnah. And do we have to cover other challahs on the table, other bread that's been sliced already on the table? How about if we have a mezonos Shabbos morning, we come in, we say Kiddush, and just having a mezonos at that point, do you have to cover that mezonos? And then we went on to talk about if somebody is saying Kiddush for a lot of people, and they're at various tables, and each has their own Lechem Mishnah, does only the Mekadesh, the person saying Kiddush, have to cover his Lechem Mishnah, or does everyone have to cover their Lechem Mishnah because they're Yotze, being Yotze via his Kiddush? And today, we are getting to the question. It's a very common question, very relevant question. If there's a Kiddush at shul, there's a simcha, for example, it's an ufruf, it's a bar mitzvah, and after davening, everyone is going Shabbos morning to have Kiddush together. Somebody's going to say Kiddush for everyone, and the tables are laden with food, and there's cake, and there's kugel, and kichel, and a bunch of foods, and a number of them has the bracha of mezonos associated with them. Do we have to cover all of that, or is there a basis to be lenient? So in fact, that was the question that was posed to the Tshuvas Az Nidbaru, and he says, he talks specifically about an ufruf, and they're going down for Kiddush, and is it, do we have to cover everything up because everyone is being Yotze when the Mikdash says Kiddush? So just like he would have to cover, everyone has to cover. And he says as follows, truth be told, when you have exigent circumstances, when there's a need, when it's difficult to cover something, when it's difficult to cover everything, the makom dochek yesh lahakel, in a place of need, we indeed can be lenient and it's not a problem. And he goes through an analysis that if you look at the various reasons why do we cover the challah. So if we look, one reason is to show that we are going from chol, from the weekday, we're going into Shabbos, so we want to show everything is covered, and then we say the Kiddush, Mekadesh Shabbos, we sanctify the Shabbos, and we're showing, look at everything that we prepared for Shabbos. He says that would not apply. He doesn't really explain, but apparently it wouldn't apply because that applies to Friday night when we're going to Chol to Kodesh, when we're going to Friday into Shabbos, or we're going from Erev Yontif into Yontif. We want to show everything that we prepared was the covered Shabbos or the covered Yontif. But here, this is already Shabbos morning, so we already know it's Shabbos. We don't have to show everything is the covered Shabbos, covered Yontif, so that wouldn't apply. We don't have to cover it accordingly. We don't have to unclose it to show that everything was uncovered, to show that everything was for covered Shabbos Yontif. That was Friday night. We don't have to do that now. And in addition, Zecher Laman, to remember the man that was covered on top in the Brahmanim and the Midbar, he says that doesn't apply as well, apparently because it only applies to bread or the Lechem Mishnah, but not to a mezonos. And then how about Boshes? How about embarrassment of the mezonos? Because in truth be told, the mezonos is supposed to come first. The bracha on mezonos is supposed to come before the wine, and we're going out of order, so we should cover the mezonos. So he says, in fact, that also, based on that reason, that doesn't apply as well when it comes to a mezonos. The kevan shein mekadshim alav doshayach bezeh boshes, because we do not say kiddush on it, we are not embarrassing it. So indeed, it is not a problem because we only say Kiddush on bread. We don't say Kiddush on a mezonos. Nonetheless, despite that, he says, lechatchila, if it's possible, if it's not too difficult, we should be machmir. In addition, especially because when some people, they have a mezonos after Kiddush on Shabbos morning, they are strict to have two mezonoses like a Lechem Mishnah. So Lechem Mishnah, we have two. They treat the mezonos that they have like a Lechem Mishnah, and they're sure to have two Danishes in front of them to act as the Lechem Mishnah. Accordingly, we show that it does take on, the mezonos takes on some facets of the Lechem Mishnah. So he says we indeed should be covering it on top and the bottom, if it is at all possible. It's like we covered the Leman, but in cases of difficulty, we can be lenient. So just in the footnote there, in the Tshuva Az Nidbaru, he says that we have various reasons. He brings three reasons for covering the chal, and he says the bottom line is, lechatchila, ideally, we should be machmir to fulfill all of the reasons, but if we cannot, then indeed we can be lenient. So just to conclude this topic for the most part with the psak of the Shmir Shabbos Kehilcha. So we're going to have 5 or 6 points now. So he goes through like this: Shmir Shabbos Kehilcha, Sheish Lechasas Gamas Alechem Aparus Shalashocha. Not only should we cover the Lechem Mishnah when we're saying Kiddush, but we should cover the cut bread as well until the end of Kiddush. In addition, point number two, we should cover not only bread, but we should cover cake, which is a mezonos as well, during the Kiddush. Point number three says as follows: of a shulchan shemesubim alav kama balei batim. If we have a table and there are a number of families or a number of people that are eating at the same table, if every person is saying Kiddush for himself, they're not being yotze from another person, but each is saying his own individual Kiddush, then they only have to worry about their Lechem Mishnah. They don't have to worry about somebody else's Lechem Mishnah. And somebody else, conversely, doesn't have to worry. They don't have to cover their Lechem Mishnah if somebody else is saying the Kiddush and they're not being yotze via that Kiddush. They're going to say their own Kiddush. So cover it when they say Kiddush, but don't worry about somebody else because you're doing it separately. Point number four, the Shmir Shabbos Kechil Chasadim Echad Mekadish La'atzma Ula Acherim. Now we have somebody saying Kiddush for himself and for others. If that's the situation, then they all have to cover the Lechem Mishnah, the Challah, in front of them. That is the case even if they're sitting at separate tables. So if one person is saying Kiddush for a lot of people at different tables and each is going to have his own Lechem Mishnah, all of the Lechem Mishnah has to be covered. Point number five, when it comes to the Kiddush in Shul, that's the question that we started with, and we have mezonos on the table. At Shabbos morning, do we have to cover everything, all the mezonos, all the cake? So he says as follows, Mine mezonos munachim ala shochan, chiyeh shlich sosam yizmakmir, and he says that everything, all of the mezonos, indeed, should be covered, but then he has a carve-out, a fairly significant exception to that. He says that according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if somebody does not plan on drinking the wine or the grape juice from the person saying Kiddush, so you had a Kiddush in a shul, it's a simcha, the whole shul goes and they're having a Kiddush together afterward, and certain people are not planning on drinking from the wine of the Mekadesh, in that situation, they don't have to cover the mezonos that they're going to be eating. Why? Because he goes through the various reasons. He says there's no busha to their mezonos, because that applies only to the person saying the Kiddush and the people who are drinking, but not to the people who are not drinking. So people who are not drinking don't have to cover their plates that have mezonos on it. And number two, he says another reason that we talked about is Zecher Laman. So the Zecher Laman applies only Rak B'Lechem Mishnah. It only applies to the Lechem Mishnah, not to mezonos. And based on the other reason, the first reason that we've been discussing, that to show the Yakrus, to show Kavod Shabbos, he says that whole concept applies only for Kiddush at night and not in the day. So accordingly, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you would have to cover apparently only if you're saying Kiddush or you're drinking the wine, but if you're not going to be drinking of the wine, you would be absolved from having to cover the mezonos that you're going to be having at the shul Kiddush. Have a wonderful day.